Well, Russia's Syria strategy will be the focus of talks later today between the Russian President Vladimir Putin and the US President Barack Obama on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. Harlan Ullman is a leading international affairs expert and global strategist, senior advisor at the leading US think tank, the Atlantic Council. He also serves on the advisory board for business executives for US national strategy. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Harlan Ullman, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Nice to be with you.
Harlan, in news overnight, Iraq, Russia, Iran and Syria have agreed to set up an intelligence committee in Baghdad to coordinate efforts in the fight against ISIS. What does Russia's growing involvement in the region, and now Syria being brought into that intelligence loop, mean for countries taking part in the US-led international coalition fighting against ISIS?
This is a very mixed blessing. Unfortunately, because Iran and Russia do not have the same common interest as most of the other Western countries, this will obviously induce a great deal of tension, because information that's going to the Iraqi government is going to pass on to Iran, Syria, and to Russia, which is not going to be helpful. On the other hand, Russia and Iran have as much influence in Syria as anyone else, and if the strategy is to defeat the Islamic State first, with the expectation that some sort of negotiation over time could take place to replace the Assad regime, that is certainly very, very beneficial. But I think the best answer to your question is right now. This is probably going to be very confusing. It's probably going to make things, from the Western and American perspective, worse, simply because of the distrust that exists. But it does present an opportunity to take stronger measures against the Islamic State in Syria, which are long overdue.
Yes, everyone seems to be focusing on that opportunity, the sort of the narrow window for cooperation between the US and Russia on Syria. There's still sharp differences between the two about what to do with Bashar al-Assad. And before I get to the sort of the narrow window of opportunity, though, just focusing on this intelligence sharing, you talk about the distrust, but distrust is one thing, but if Syria has access to the intelligence of what the other countries are doing, I mean, it gives them a huge advantage, doesn't it, in this war?
And not really.
Doesn't it?
Not really, Pran. Yeah, because Assad's military capacity is really quite limited.
Right.
He doesn't really have the same kind of capabilities that your previous session had with the RAF and their Sentinel aircraft and all the reconnaissance and surveillance material that we have. So I don't think that that's really the issue. The issue is distrust. And the West, the United States, will be very much more guarded in what we can share with Iraq. That becomes exceedingly difficult because Iraq has a tremendous job on its hand dealing with the Islamic State in Iraq. And so if there's any spillover in an absence and confidence of judgment, that's going to make the fight in Iraq much more difficult.
So let's go to the discussions today with Putin and Obama. The U.S. president says he plans to tell Vladimir Putin that supporting the Assad regime is a losing bet. That's on one side. But Russia says, well, it's the only game in town and we're here to back them. And that seems to be what people are sort of looking at and going, well, yeah, there's something to that too. Do you think Putin will be able to convince Obama to fight ISIS alongside Assad?
No, I don't. When Secretary of State John Kerry was in London last week, Kerry made the argument that Assad needs to go, but not necessarily now. President Obama has done many things right and some things wrong. One of the things he has not done right, in my judgment, he's never really pushed President Putin hard enough to find out exactly what his intentions are, whether they're in Ukraine or what he wants to do in Syria. And I think because the president tends to be somewhat introspective, I'm not sure he's going to be able to find out exactly what Mr. Putin has up his sleeve and what he really wants to do. The strategy that I would recommend would be to allow Russia, Iran, and Syria to concentrate much more on the Islamic State in Syria, and that we concentrate much more in Iraq so that we manage not to have any kind of conflict of our fighter planes and aircraft over Syria, and see what the Russians can do for the time being in Syria. Whether or not that is sophisticated enough for the president to be able to absorb remains to be seen. But I think there's going to be a division of labor. We have to realize that Assad is going to be there for a while. And right now, the main fight is against the Islamic State and the other many terrorist groups that are, in fact, at large in Syria from al-Nusra and al-Qaeda. The one thing that has not been mentioned yet is the Kurds. And I think if I were advising Mr. Obama, I would certainly like to get more effort into the Kurds for them to make an attack on Raqqa, which is the headquarters for the Islamic State. Whether or not we are prepared to do that because of the Turks, who, obviously, as you know, are not very, very well disposed to the Kurds because of their nationalistic ambitions, remain to be seen. But our biggest lever right now in Syria, it seems to me, is in fact the Kurds. And I think that's a tool we ought to play, or I should say a card we ought to play. And we ought to be concentrating more in Iraq against the Islamic State and give the Russians and the Syrians and the Iranians some time to see what, in fact, they are prepared to do against the Islamic State.
But, Harlan Ullman, action against ISIS is one thing. The whole Syrian question, people are back to the notion of trying to get some kind of political solution is the only way through this, really, in the long term. Now, there's been so little movement or successful movement on this within the United Nations framework over the last 4 years. Now Russia is in there, and Putin is talking about a coordinated framework to fight Islamic State. Suddenly, Australia's foreign minister is also saying there's an emerging view in some quarters that the only conceivable option is a national unity government involving President Assad. The game has shifted quite quickly, hasn't it, to some kind of acknowledgement that President Assad is part of a short-term solution.
Well, I don't think it really has. I think it's the fact that the American position was never workable. The notion that Assad had to go, it seems to me, was highly unrealistic. So I think this is the reality. It has just taken a while for the reality to proceed. But bear in mind, Fran, if you're going to have a negotiation, this is a multi-party negotiation. It's not just the Assad government. It's just not just the Islamic State. It's not just al-Qaeda and al-Nusra. It's also the Kurds. So that's going to be very, very time-consuming. And I think in the interim, what needs to be done is for Russia to have as much influence with Assad to move towards some kind of diplomatic solution, putting the greatest squeeze possible on the Islamic State, and not forgetting that we also need to put the squeeze on al-Nusra and al-Qaeda, because they in many ways are just as bad as the Islamic State. This is a mixture from hell. There are no good choices. There are no bad choices. All the choices are between worst, and if there's such a word, worser. So we're stuck in this horrible position. The intent ought to be to reduce the amount of killings to the degree possible, and I think the only way that's going to work is to move more strongly against the Islamic State and see what Russia and Iran can do to influence Assad. Over the long term, you're right, Assad has got to go. He doesn't want to go. If he goes precipitously, you'll see a civil war, and the situation in Syria will deteriorate. As I said, there are no halfway good or even just bad solutions. Anything we do is going to lead to further violence, but that's the position that we're stuck in, Syria.
As a former Australian Prime Minister said, baddies versus baddies. Harlan Ullman, thank you very much for joining us.
Nice to be with you, friend.
Harlan Ullman is a leading international affairs expert, senior advisor at the Atlantic Council, and his latest book is A Handful of Bullets, How the Murder of Archduke Franz Ferdinand Still Menaces the Peace.